Krishna Book, Canto 19, The Solar Eclipse at Kurukshetra, Chapter 84, Scene 2. Krishna addresses the sages and ascetics. Lord Krishna spoke, "All glories to the assembled sages and ascetics. Today, we are all feeling that our lives have become successful. Today, we have achieved the desired goal of life because we are now seeing face to face all these exalted, liberated sages and ascetics, whom even the great demigods in heaven desire to see. Persons who are neophytes in devotional service and who simply offer their respectful obeisances to the deity in the temple, but who cannot realize that the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, as well as those who simply worship different demigods for fulfillment of their own lusty desires, are unable to understand the importance of these sages. They cannot take advantage of receiving these sages by seeing them with their eyes, by touching their lotus feet, by inquiring about their welfare, or by diligently worshiping them. Neophyte devotees or religionists cannot understand the importance of great Mahatmas. They go to the temple as a matter of formality and pay their respectful obeisances unto the deity. But when one is promoted to the next platform of transcendental consciousness, one can understand the importance of the Mahatmas and devotees. And in that stage, the devotee tries to please them. It is for this reason, therefore, that Lord Krishna said that the neophyte cannot understand the importance of great sages, devotees, or ascetics." Krishna then continued to speak. "One cannot purify him or herself by traveling to holy places of pilgrimage and taking bath there, or by seeing the deities in the temples. But if one happens to meet a great devotee, a Mahatma, who is representative of the personality of Godhead, then one becomes immediately purified. In order to become purified, there is the injunction to worship the fire, the sun, the moon, the earth, water, air, sky, and even the mind. By worshiping all these elements and their predominating deities, one can become free from the influence of envy. But all the sins of an envious person can be nullified immediately simply by serving a great soul. And so, my dear revered sages and respectable kings, you can take it from me that a person who accepts this material body, which is made of three elements, mucus, bile, and air, and accepts it as one's own self, or one who considers the family and relatives as one's own, or who accepts material things as worshipable, or who visits holy places of pilgrimage just to take a bath there, but who never associates with great personalities, sages, and Mahatmas, well, such a person, even though in the form of a human being, is nothing but an animal like a cow or an ass." When the Supreme Authority, Lord Krishna, was thus speaking with great gravity, all the sages and ascetics remained in dead silence. They became amazed upon hearing Krishna speaking the absolute philosophy of life in such a concise way. For unless one is very much advanced in knowledge, One thinks the body to be his or herself. One thinks one's family members to be one's kith and kin. And one also thinks the land of one's birth to be worshipable. And from this concept of life, the modern ideology of nationalism has sprung up. Lord Krishna condemned such ideas, and Krishna also condemned persons who take the trouble to go to holy places of pilgrimage just to take a bath and then come back without taking the opportunity to associate with the great devotees and Maha-atmas who are living there. Therefore, such persons are compared to the most foolish animal, the ass. All those who heard considered the speech of Lord Krishna for some time, and they concluded that Lord Krishna was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing the role of an ordinary human being who is forced to take a certain type of body as a result of the reactions of his or her past deeds. Krishna was assuming this pastime as an ordinary human, simply to teach the people in general how they should live for perfection of the human mission. Thus ends chapter 84, scene 2. Krishna addresses the sages and ascetics. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gopinath Shakalito Mara Maya Nahi Mama Bala Jnana Sunirmala Swadina Nahe Kaya Gopinath 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 O Lord, how will you purify me? For I do not know what devotion is, and my materialistic mind is absorbed in fruitive work. I have fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence. O Lord Gopinath,